We begin the current daf Masechta Pesachim daf Lamed Ches. We begin on the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, discussing what type of doughs are fit to make matzah out of them, and regarding specifically one of the items mentioned in our Mishnah was regarding Meiser Sheni, and our Gemara, the current daf, will speak about many different aspects of the dough of Meiser Sheni, one of them being the halacha regarding matzah. So Gemara begins, Amar Vasri. Vasri says, three halachas that there's a machlekes regarding the status of Meiser Sheni, with three different applications. One is Issa Shel Meiser Sheni, regarding the dough, that is regarding the halacha of taking off from the dough a chiyuv of chal that's given to the kohen. If it is from a dough of Meiser Sheni, which is the second type that a Jewish person, after he gives his first Meiser to the Levi, he takes the second up to Yerushalayim. We have a machlekes. L'divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, who says in the second parak of Masechtas Kedushin, daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that Meiser has a halachic status of mamon gevoya. It's considered hektish money, not the personal owners he gets to use it, but it's considered hektish money, p'tur min achal. It's going to be exempt from the halacha of separating chal to give it to the kohen. As the Gemara explains, arisei seichem is written in the Torah, that your dough you have to give to the kohen chal. However, not hektish is dough, and therefore, since Meiser Sheni has halachic status, according to Rav Meir, as hektish is, as owned by Hashem, not the person, therefore there's no chiv of chal. Where the Divrei Chacham, Chayevus B'chal, the Chacham hold that Meiser Sheni is considered mamon hegyed, it's the person's ownership that's on that Meiser Sheni, and he just has a chiv to take it up to Yerushalayim. Therefore, there is a chiv of taking chal, because it is considered Arisa Seichem. We continue to top of Lamechesem et al, where the second application is matzahs shel Meiser Sheni. Regarding if someone makes matzahs out of Meiser Sheni, L'divrei Meir, ein odem yoytzi ba'al yudei chavasah Pesach. A person cannot fulfill his chiv of matzah through these matzahs of Meiser Sheni, and that is even if he doesn't make a drasha of, as we had mentioned in the previous daf, of oini, that matzah has to be what's called lechem oini, which the drasha was with an aleph, that it has to be something that you could eat in mourning, like Rabbi Yisrael Lilia said, still it's going to be invalid to be used as the matzah on Pesach, because the matzah has to be yours, and it cannot be of Hashem's, of Hektish, which later on the Gemara is going to ask, where do we find the Torah that the matzah has to be yours? Does it say matzaschem in the Torah? It doesn't say. However, that is the halacha. According to the Chacham, they say again that Meiser Sheni is owned by the individual, then of course it's considered yours and you can use it to fulfill the chiv of matzah on Pesach. And finally, the third application is esrog shel Meiser Sheni. Regarding if someone bought an esrog with Meiser Sheni money, again in Yerushalayim, according to a mayor, that again, that it's not considered your own item, it's not your own money, it's Hashem's, therefore you're not fulfilling your chiv. According to Chacham, again, that's considered, it is your own money, and you're buying the esrog with it, it is your esrog, and you can fulfill your chiv. Again, these are the three applications in this machlekes of a mayor and the Chacham. To which the Gemara asks, Maskel Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks on this halacha that Rav Asi just said. He says, Bishlei Me'isa, I can understand regarding the halacha he said regarding the dough, that according to a mayor, there's not going to be a chiv to take off challah. Dechsev, like it says a pasuk in Bamidbar, Arisoi Seichem, it has to be your dough, which is Mishalachem, has to be yours, and therefore, since Rav Meir considers it as Mom and Hektish, so therefore there's no chiv of challah. Similarly, Esrog Nami, I understand by the halacha of Esrog, Dechsev, like it says a pasuk in Be'ikur, but Lekachtem Lechem, that you should take for yourself. It says Lechem, which means Mishalachem Yehei, it should be from yours, from your own money, you have to purchase the Esrog. Meiser Sheni is not your own money, therefore you can't fulfill it with. Ela Matzah, regarding the halacha you said of Matzah, Miksiv Matzaschem, that said in the Torah that has to be your Matzah, what's wrong if it's Mom and Hektish? It's Mom and Hektish, but I'm allowed to consume it as that's the halacha of Meiser Sheni, and why can't I make Matzah out of it? So Marava, Rava says, V'itayman, some say, Rabbi Yemir Bashalemya says, Asya lechem lechem. We're learning Zer Shav from the word of lechem, bread. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here in the Pasuk in Devarim, regarding matzah, it's called lechem oini, the poor man's bread. Ksiv, and it says over there in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, which talks about the chiv of separating chala, says, V'ahoyeb al-cholchem melechem arts, that when you will go to eat from the bread of the land. So we learn Zer Shav, Malahal and Mishalechem, just like over there, as we explained from the word Arisaseichem, that the dough has to be yours to be Mechuyiv and Afrash of Chala. So Avka Mishalechem, so to hear regarding the chiv of matzah, it has to be from your own dough, and that's why Meiser Sheni, according to Meir, you will not fulfill it with, because it's not considered your own, it's considered Mamon Gevoya. So now the Gemara says, Lemim Sayeli, let's actually support the halacha of Rav Asi, because we learn in the Braisa that says, Issa Shel Meiser Sheni, the dough of Meiser Sheni, Ptur Min Achal is exempt from Chal, Divrei Meir, and V'chacham Ma'im Chayev is Chamsei Yur Chayev. So therefore you see clearly that Rav Asi's halacha, that is totally in this machlekes. So the Gemara says, Lemim Sayeli, what do you mean? Let's say it supports him? What do you mean? Hayinu Hach. It's exactly what he said. So what do you mean, let's say? And that the Gemara says, Nahachim, what we meant to say when we said, let's support all of his three applications that Rav Asi had said. And Lema, let us say that maybe, mid-depligi be'isav, and the fact that they argue, their machlekes is an application regarding a dough, if it's going to have a chiv of chalav or not, b'hanach nami. So too, these other ones, like, let's say by Esther, will also have the same pligi that they'll also argue about regarding that. Or maybe not. That was what we said, that it's only let's say, because we could say shani hasam, we could say that the case of chala is different, and only there they argue. That's because it says in the Torah two times that it should be your dough. And that is, therefore, since it says once and then again, so that really means it has to be yours. Whereas by, let's say, by Esrik, where it says lochem, that's not necessarily going to mean that it has to be totally yours. That would just exclude, as the Gemara darshins in Masechta Sukkah, that it can't be borrowed, it can't be stolen. But let's say the Esrik of Meiser Sheni, I would say that since it is permitted for you to eat the monetary value of Meiser Sheni, that's the purpose why it's taken up to Yerushalayim, then maybe I would say that you could be Yoitza with it, even according to Remeir, and that's why we said Lema. That let's say that maybe it's the same, but it's not Dafka. It could be that they only argue regarding the dough, because it says Arisa Sechem two times. Here it says only one time, it's somewhere in the middle, that it can't be stolen or borrowed, but it could be yours in the sense that you have the permission to utilize it, and maybe that's why Remeir would agree in that type of a case. So now, related to this, the Gemara brings Bayir Bshim Ben Lakish. Mahu Sheyetzi Odmi Dechavasai. What is the halacha if someone can fulfill his chiv of Matzah on Pesach with two criteria? Bechala shall Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. A, we're talking about that it's Meiser Sheni. You brought up this Meiser Sheni into Yerushalayim where it has to be brought. And then you took off, like let's say you brought up dough of Meiser Sheni, you have to take off Chala to give it to the Kain. So now you have the Chala of the Meiser Sheni. Is a person allowed to go ahead and make matzahs out of it to use on Pesach? As the Gemara explains the question. I'll leave the Rabbi Yisrael Glili, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili that he had said in the previous daf, that the word of Lechem Oini excludes the matzah of Meiser Sheni because it cannot be eaten in the status of Aninus. Loiti Boilach, we definitely would not have a question that one cannot go ahead and use the Chal of Meiser Sheni for the Chiva Matzah because Hash the Bechulin. If by regular, in other words, after the challah was taken off, when then it has a regular status of unconsecrated, of regular chulin, of Meiser Sheni, leinafik, a person cannot go ahead, according to Bishlak Lili, and use that matzah of Meiser Sheni to be yitzah his chiv, because as we said, it's not something that can be eaten in the status of aninus. So then, b'chalos mibaya, would we have a question that if Meiser Sheni itself cannot, so the challah of Meiser Sheni, would we think that that would be able to be permitted? For sure not. The whole question is, Ki debayilach alibad Rebbe Kiva. The whole question begins, according to Rebbe Kiva, that we mentioned in the previous stuff, that he does not make this drasha of lechem oini with an aleph that has to be something that can be eaten in a state of grief. However, Rebbe Kiva does agree that, as it says, b'chol meishvei seichem, that the matzah has to be something that can be eaten in all your settlements, which, as the Gemara had demonstrated earlier, that even according to Rebbe Kiva, would exclude Bikurim for that reason, because Bikurim cannot be eaten b'chol meishvei seichem. It only can be eaten in Yerushalayim. However, Meiser Sheni was included, because there is some form of a heter to eat Meiser Sheni in all your settlements, even after it comes into Yerushalayim, which although generally once it comes into Yerushalayim, it's stuck over there, so to speak. You're not allowed to take it out anymore. However, as we had explained, that according to Rebbe Lazar, if it becomes tummy, then it is permitted to be redeemed and to be taken out of Yerushalayim. So therefore, then this question applies to Rebbe Kiva. As the Gemara explains, that is, b'chulin hu denafik, we said that regarding regular Meiser Sheni, not the chal of Meiser Sheni, regular chulin Meiser Sheni, we said that you're allowed to utilize that for the matzah on Pesach. The imitamula yesh lahen hetter b'meshavis, as we'd explained, in the name of Rebbe Lazar, because if it becomes tummy, then there is some form of b'chol meishvei seichem, because then you would be able to take it out b'chol meishvei seichem. So therefore, we said now, even now, when it's not tummy, it still would be nisraba of matzahs, that you could eat it in, and you can use it now, therefore, for the cheva matzah, because it is at least somewhat in the category of b'chol meishvei seichem. Maybe that's by regla meiser sheni. Avol chalo, but the chalo that's separated from the dov meiser sheni, di'i mitamya les lo hetter b'meshavis. Now, the whole reason why we allowed to use meiser sheni in the first place was because it has some element of b'chol meishvei seichem when it becomes tummy. But the chal of meiser sheni loses that heter, because if chal becomes tummy, it cannot be eaten in all your settlements. The reason being is when chal becomes tummy, v'lesreifa azli, gets burnt. Because truma that becomes tummy, which includes chal, is forbidden to be eaten. And so that's not good when it gets tummy. And yet when it's tahira, there also is no heter to eat this chal of maisa sheni b'chol meshrei seichem because of the maisa sheni element of it. And as we said, once the walls of Yerushalayim are surrounding this chala, it's not allowed to be redeemed anymore and taken out. And again, it's only because of the tuma aspect. But the tuma aspect doesn't work on the chala of maisa sheni. So therefore, lo nafik. So therefore, maybe according to Bikiva, one would not be able to fulfill his chiv of matzah with the chala of maisa sheni. Or maybe we say the concept of what's called hoyl. That is hoyl v'ilu karolel shame v'itami. That is, had we not called, in other words, you have a dough of maaser sheni. Now you can go ahead and bake it. You take off a part of it and you call it, you consecrate it by calling it challah. Now that piece, which was up until now permitted to be eaten in Yerushalayim and to be made matzah out of it, because based on what Rabbi Kiva said in the name of Rabbi Lazi, had it become tameh, it's only now when I call it challah that it suddenly loses that status. But had I not called it challah, and then it would be tameh, Isla had to be made Shabbos, it would have permission to be consumed in all your settlements if it would become tummy, like all my sersheni, again, had I not called it kala, and v'nafikba, and then I would have been able to use it for the chiva matzah, sahashtanami. So now also, and that is, by calling it kala, we don't remove the heter of matzah that it had up until now, before it was called kala. And that's because, really, if you look at each one individually, the Maaser Sheni and the Challah, they're both permitted to be able to use as matzah. That's because general Challah, let's say without the Maaser Sheni component, does not remove it from the heter of matzah, as our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, Kahanim allowed to use Challah for the Chiv of matzah. It's only this compound case of its Challah of Maaser Sheni, and that is that it's going to be usher to have in all your settlements, because as we explained, that the heter of Maaser Sheni was because when it becomes tummy. But the fact that it's challah now that it becomes tummy, it cannot be eaten b'chol meshrei, it has to be burnt. So therefore, maybe we do say the concept of hoyl. And that is, we say that it's going to be permitted based on these two components, that nafik, maybe you will be able to be permitted because the fact that it's challah should not be a reason that it cannot be used as matzah. Because had it not been called challah, which is a hoyl, that is, it was in our discretion, so to speak, to not have this become challah. We just called it that, and before we did that, it was permitted to be used as matzah. Then the idea of calling it challah should not remove it from there, because challah, it per se, is also permitted to be used for challah. And therefore, that was the question that the Gemara had posed, that would be, according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, if challah of Maaser Sheni would be permitted to make it as the chiv of matzah on Pesach. That's one version of the question. Ikudam, that those that said, that's not a question at all. The vadim in hoyl, we definitely say the principle of hoyl, and according to Rabbi Kiva, one would be able to fulfill his chiv of matzah with this. And that is, again, had we not, that was what hoyl, since had we not called it challah, it would have, this dough would have been permitted to make matzah out of it. Now, even when we do call it, it's not going to remove it from its status of being able to use it as a matzah, just like challah himself, which what we're calling it, would not have removed it from that. Kiti boilach, when is this question pertainable? Is challah halakuach bekesef maaser sheni. It gets one step more complicated. And that is, we're talking about challah that was purchased with money of maaser sheni. And again, that's in Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says that with maaser sheni money in Yerushalayim, you can v'nasat ha'kesef b'chol sh'ta'av nafshecha, you can purchase with money whatever your heart's desires, which would include, for let's say, a kohen who's allowed to eat challah, he's allowed to purchase from someone else. He has maaser sheni money. He says, look, I want to buy your challah. So it's not just the challah of maaser sheni, it's the challah that's purchased with maaser sheni money. So you're having both halachas, but one step more complicated, as the Gemara explains. V'alib d'rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan that argue in Rabbi Yehuda, which the Gemara will momentarily quote this machlokes, and they say that produce that's purchased with maaser sheni money, that then that item that was purchased becomes tamei, that you could even redeem that item, because the redemption of maaser sheni money on the money, which then goes to the next food item, has the same halachic status as the maaser sheni itself. Just like maaser sheni you can redeem, so too then the item that was again then passed on through that monetary redemption could also be redeemed. Loiti bailach, according to them, the question would not start. And the reason being is because it would be exactly like the question we had said before that is not a question. And that is, although this challah has no heter in all your settlements, because as we said, as long as it doesn't become tameh, you can't redeem it in Yerushalayim because of the status of maaser sheni that it has. Again, it was purchased with maaser sheni money. And when it becomes tameh, there's no heter to eat it, as we said, because it's still considered challah. And challah that becomes tameh is going to be aser and you have to burn it. However, we would still say the hoyle, as we said, that halak the bayach. That's not a question, as we said, when you're taking challah from Isa Shani money, because had we not called it the name of challah, it would have a heter in all Meshvei Sechem through the Tumah, as we said, that you could redeem it in the Meisa Shani even Yerushalayim. So now also you could use it because essentially the main idea is that the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda consider Mo'is Meisa Shani the same as Meisa Shani itself. And that is as we prove, because they say that yifta, that you could redeem, as the Gemara says, kivin de amri yipada, since they say that next step, in other words, you had the Meiser Sheni, which was then deconsecrated on money, and then that consecrated money we used to purchase produce, that we say that produce itself could be redeemed, sahayna Meiser. Obviously, they consider that next level produce the same as the original Meiser Sheni produce, and therefore we consider mo'is kesev Meiser Sheni, which is what this challah was purchased with, the same as regular Meiser Sheni, and therefore just like challah of Meiser Sheni, we say that you could redeem it, that we say the principle of hoyel, that we say that since if we had not called it challah, it would permit it to make as matzah, so too, the challah that's purchased Mois Meiser Sheni has that same halachic status of Meiser Sheni, which since it would be able to be redeemed once it becomes tameh, and therefore fit to be made as matzah, now that we call the challah, we could have said the same svar of hoyel. However, the Gemara says, Ki tibayilach alibad Rabbi Yehuda. The whole question begins, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Yikover, that he says that anything that's purchased with money of Meiser Sheni that becomes Tamei, since it's a weaker level of Kedusha, it's not the actual produce that was Meiser Sheni, it was deconsecrated on money, so it doesn't have the same status as Meiser Sheni, then even had we not called it the name of Challah, he would not have a heter in my Shabbos. It would not be permitted b'chol Meshvei Sechem when it becomes tamei. And that is, he would say that you would have to bury it. You wouldn't be able to redeem it. That's not like we learned the Mishnah Meisah Sheni that illustrates this machlekes. Halakuach bekesev Meisah Sheni shenitma. If something that was purchased, not necessarily challah, anything that was purchased with the money of Meisah Sheni, that then item becomes tamei. So the Tanakhama, the Chum say yipada. That itself could be redeemed, just like Meiser Sheni could be redeemed. This next level thing could also be redeemed. And again, that's what we said, that they hold it's the same status as Meiser Sheni, and hence, Chal is bought with money of Meiser Sheni, is the same as Chal of Meiser Sheni, where we said you could save the Svar of Hoyle, and therefore you could use it according to Bekiva as Matzah on Pesach. Behudah, he says, you cover. It has to be buried. And now this is where the question begins. According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Mi Amrinan, do we say, first of all, Hoyle ve'iloy l'kuach ava, had it not been purchased, this challah, with the money of Meiser Sheni, again, because according to Behud, the Mois Meiser Sheni is, in a sense, worse than Meiser Sheni itself, but you could say, one, since it would not have been purchased with the money of Meiser Sheni, and two, v'hoyil v'lekar leo shame, and had it not been called the name of challah on it, v'itami, and then it would become tami, then, yesh lehet to be meshavis, v'nafik bey, then it would be mutter b'chol Meshvei Sechem. It would be permitted in all your settlements. Again, like regular Meiser Sheni, which when it becomes Tameh, it is permitted b'chol Meshvei Sechem because A, you have the hoyle, had it not called the challah, and B, which is a problem in its own right, that it had it not been purchased with Meiser Sheni money, it would have been just the Meiser Sheni itself, because again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, just being purchased with Meiser Sheni money makes it already that once it becomes Tameh, it has to be buried, it cannot be redeemed. But if I say both these hoyles, sahashta nami nafik bey, so therefore maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, that I could go ahead and use the matzah for Pesach from this challah that was purchased with the Meiser Sheni money. As Rashi explains the question in a little bit more detail. And that is, since Meiser Sheni itself, which this money is coming, this kesef of Meiser Sheni is coming from that power of sanctity of the Meiser Sheni itself. Now, essentially, the money is more lenient in sanctity than the Meiser Sheni itself. And we say regarding Meiser Sheni itself that we could fulfill our chiyuv of matzah with that Meiser Sheni because it has a heter in all your meshvos, in all your settlement, by the halacha that we said of tuma that Rabbi Elazar had said that if it becomes tuma, you could redeem it even once it comes into Yerushalayim. Now, this money, although it does not technically have that heter, but that shouldn't be a stringency fundamentally regarding the money of Meiser Sheni. Rather, it should really be a leniency. And the reason is because it's just the reason why it cannot be redeemed is because it doesn't have the same strength of sanctity, which is essentially what makes it chamer, and it doesn't have that chumrah. And therefore, you can't really say that it should be more stringent than what it originally was, which was the halachic status of what Maisa Sheni itself was. And therefore, just like Maisa Sheni could be redeemed when it comes to Tameh, although here regarding the Monday you can't, but it should have the halachic status of that, which is to be able to use it for Matzah and Pesach. And now, if regarding the second problem, that it's challah, and even had it not been purchased, it still would not have a heter, because as we said, the truma that becomes Tameh, which is the only way you can use this Maisa Sheni, and what we're trying to say with Hoyel also regarding the Mo'is of Maisa Sheni, is only if it becomes Tameh, but when it's challah, it would get burnt. Well, here also you could see a different Hoyel that we had mentioned before. Since, had I not called it challah, it would have been permitted, and I could have made matzah out of it, so here also I can make matzah out of it. So that is one option in the question. Then maybe since based on these two Hoyels, it would be permitted to have the challah of that's bought with Maisa Sheni money to be used as matzah on Pesach. Or maybe we say that we only say one hoyel. And that's, for example, let's say the challah of Meiser itself, where the only thing you have to utilize is one hoyel. That is, had I not called it challah, then it would be regular Meiser Sheni, that when it becomes Tameh, I can go ahead and eat it. That's why it's considered matzah. Or let's say it would have been purchased with Meiser Sheni money, not challah, but regular chulin. Then again, that would only require one hoyel. That is, had it not been purchased with Maisa Sheni money, rather it would have been Maisa Sheni itself, then we would have said one hoyel to say that's permitted. As we said, the logic is it shouldn't be more stringent than the Maisa Sheni itself. But to say two hoyels, which is regarding the challah that's purchased with Maisa Sheni money, that may be trei hoyel arminan. Maybe we don't say two hoyels, which Rashi has a question that he says, but even really challah from Maisa Sheni itself, which was what we said shouldn't be a question whatsoever, essentially really needs two hoyels itself. One, you have to say that had I not called it the shame of challah, and the second one is that because had it become Tameh, I'd be able to redeem it, and then that would make it permitted. So that essentially in itself is two. So why did the Gemara say, oh, that's not a question because we say one hoyel, and the whole question was if I say two hoyels, really Maisa Sheni itself has two, that you take challah off, but it has two hoyels. One had it not called a challah, and the other one, had it become Tameh, I could have redeemed it, and then it would have been B'chamesh Reseichem, even though now it's not Tameh, and it's not B'chamesh Reseichem. To which Rashi says, we don't call something hoyel that I'm able to do, which is I'm able to cause it Tameh right now. I could take something Tameh, make it Tameh, and then it would be B'chamesh Reseichem. That's not called hoyel, because that is actually really here, because I could do it. A hoyel is only regarding something that I don't have any dominion over, and that is regarding the heter. That is what the question that applies to the case of Rabbi Yehuda of the challah that's purchased with Maiser Sheni money. That was the question. On that Amar Rava, Mistaber Shei Maiser Chadu. It makes sense to say that they both have the same name of Maiser Sheni, and that is just like you could fulfill your chiyuv of Matzah Pesach with Maiser Sheni itself, that you took off the challah from it, and that is since there is one hoyel that you could have said, had I not called it the name of challah, so too you'll fulfill your chiyuv of challah that's purchased with Maisa Sheni money, because ultimately the money of Maisa Sheni is coming from Maisa Sheni itself, and it shouldn't be more stringent than Maisa Sheni itself. And just like the challah from Maisa Sheni, we would be able to say one hoyel had an eye called a challah, and then Maisa Sheni itself has that hetter. As we said, that's not really a hoyel, that if it would become tummy, then it's permitted b'chomesh v'sechem. So too, challah that's purchased with Mois and Maisa Sheni will not be more stringent, and therefore the conclusion would be, according to that interpretation, that it would be mutter to make matzah out of the challah that's purchased with Maisa Sheni money. Nothing more continues explaining our Mishnah that said, Challah's Taida, the Mishnah concluded and said, regarding the breads that are brought with the Karban Taida, Rekikin Nazir v'chulu, and regarding the wafers of a Nazir, that our Mishnah said, it depends. If he made it for himself, then it's not valid for the matzah of Pesach. Had he made it for others to sell, then we said it's going to be kosher for himself to be able to use the matzah on Pesach. How do we know this? What is the understanding of this halacha? Why, if you went to make it for other people, is that suddenly going to make it valid? But when you make it for yourself, that's going to make it invalid for the matzah of Pesach. So Amar Rabbi says, Amar Krabba, because it says in Pasuk, and we continue on the top of Lamachesim Abayz, it's a Pasuk in Shemayis that says, Ushmartim es ha-matzahs. You have to safeguard the matzahs, which means, Matzah ha-mishtameris l'shem matzah. What type of matzah can you use on Pesach that was safeguarded for the purpose of matzah, that it's older, the safeguarding that you were doing, that it should not become chametz dik? Your intention was for the matzah shel mitzvah. You were safeguarding it for only that purpose of it being matzah of Pesach. That will exclude the case of the Lechem Toida and Rekikin Nazir, where it was not being safeguarded for the purpose of the matzahs of for the mitzvah of Pesach. El Lashum, rather, it was being safeguarded for the matzah of Zevach, for the carbon of Toida. And since that was what you were safeguarding it for, that wasn't Lashay Matzah, so it's not included in the Pasuk with Shmartim as a matzah, and therefore it's not valid for the Chiyuv of Matzah on Pesach. Another interpretation of this halacha, Rabbi Yosef Amar, says, Amar Krad says, a pasuk in Shemais, Shivas Yom in Matzah Techeilah, the 7 days you should eat matzah, which means matzah and necheles l'shivas yamim. You can only use matzah and Pesach that could be eaten for 7 days. Yatzah zuzu she'en necheles l'shivas yamim. That excludes these matzahs of the Lechem Toida and Rekikin Nazir that cannot be eaten for 7 days, Ela l'yem v'layla. They could only be eaten for a day and a night. And that is because after a day and a night, it becomes halachically nicer. As the pasuk in Be'ikra Perek Zayin says, that the meat of the carbon toida could be eaten only b'yem karbanah on that day, which is that day and that night. The next day, it's already not valid to be eaten, and therefore it cannot be eaten for 7 days. Now, Rashi explains that even if the carbon toida was not slaughtered yet with the for the purpose of using these lachmei toida with them, and that would mean that right now you would be able to eat these breads for these matzahs for the entire 7 days. However, when you made these matzahs, you did not make it for the intention of the right mitzvah, for the mitzvah of Pesach, because when you made it for the intention that it will be invalid after a day and a night. So then even though now, essentially, it's still permitted for 7 days, because you never ever yet sacrificed the toida, which then sacrifices these lachmei toida, but since that was your intention when you made it, therefore, it's already going to be invalid. As Rashi clarifies a little bit more, he says that Rabbi Yosef essentially relies on the drasha of Rabbah, of the pasuk u'shmartem es ha-matzes, that you have to have a shimer, a safeguarding for the intention of the mitzvah of matzah. However, what he argues in him is that even if you had kavana l'shei matzah, but you also had intention for the mitzvah of toida, for those matzah purposes, and also that's in addition to the mitzvah of matzah, you would not fulfill your chiyuv, because you need a shimer only for the name of matzah all 7 days. If you also have it for the intention of toida, which then means it's for something that's not for 7 days, it's only for a day and a night, that would in itself invalidate it, even if the carbon wasn't brought yet, and that would be again a psul of the shmira that has to be only lamatzah for 7 days and not for a day and a night. So the Gemara says, Tanika vasi de rabba, but Tanika vasi de reis. We have a braisa supporting both opinions. As the Gemara explains, Tanika vasi de rabba, we have a braisa that says, like rabba, that it's only going to be a psul because it didn't have a shimur for the purpose of the matzah's mitzvah. As the braisa says, Yochel yotze yideicha vasa yibachalas toida v'kikin nazir. You would think that you could fulfill your chiyuv of matzah on Pesach with the breads of the carbon toida and the wafers of the nazir. Tamalaymer u'shmartem es ha-matzahs. That's the pasuk teaches you that you have to safeguard the matzahs. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. It's only matzah that was safeguarded for the purpose of the matzah of Pesach. Yad zezushin mishtameres l'shem matzah l'shem zevach. As this is what Rabbi said, and this is excluding the lachmei toida and rekikin nazir, which were only safeguarded for the purpose of the carbon and not for Pesach. Tanik HaVosei Rabbi Yosef, we have a Bryce that says like Rabbi Yosef too, that it's the machshava that also for the Zevach that is invalidating it because it's not for 7 days anymore, it's for a day and a night. As the Bryce says, Yochel Yotz Adam Deicha Vaza Bechal Toida Rekikin Nazir, you would think you could fill your chiv with these breads of the Toida and the Nazir. Tamaloymar Shibas Yamim Matzah Techelu. 7 days matzahs you have to eat, which is matzah necheles l'shiva, that permits only matzah that can be eaten for 7 days. Yotz Zuzu Shein necheles l'shiva Elu Yem B'layel. That excludes these categories that are not meant to be eaten for 7 days, only for a day and a night. And that's why they're excluded from the heter of being used for matzah on Pesach. So now the Gemara asks 3 questions on both opinions, that why do they need this exclusion of b'shmartem es ha-matzis, which is again interpreted 2 different ways, whether according to the 2 different opinions of Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara asks, we had what seems like other halachas that we already had known that would exclude the categories of lachmei toida and rekikin nazir. First of all, the Gemara asks, but tebiglim lechem ani, the pasuk of lechem ani should already exclude it. That means misha nechel ba'aninis, only matzah that can be eaten in a state of grief, which is, as we say, lechem ani, although it's written with an ayin, it's read with an aleph, that it could be dashen with an av, which could be interchangeable, which is lechem oini, that there's it has to be the bread of grief. Now yotzezed, that excludes alach mitayda she'ena nechal baninis el besimcha, where the karbanas are not able to be eaten in the state of grief when one is an einin on a relative. Rather, it's only in the state of simcha. So why do I need another pasuk? Because all kachim ma'aser ten einin, as the Gemara Yevamos enough ein gimel amid beis learns from a kavo chaimer. That is just like we know by ma'aser, which is more lenient. The Torah says a person has to declare lo yichalti ba'einin. I did not consume the ma'aser when I was an einin, when the person was in the state that he lost a relative. So baser, the meat of kachim that's more stringent, isn't it a kavo chaimer that most definitely one cannot consume in the state of aninus? So why would I need to say that the lach mitoyd rikiki nazar excludes from mishmatzes and samatzes, when I already know it from lechem ayini that it cannot be eaten in the state of aninus? And that the Gemara says, Sabala Kribi Kiva Damar, they hold like Kribi Kiva that he said on Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph that the matzah of Meiser Sheni, one could fulfill his chiyuv of matzah, and that's in spite of the fact that Meiser Sheni is forbidden to be eaten in the state of aninus. And the reason being is because he does not make the drasha of lechem ayini with an ayin to be read as with an aleph. Rather, he reads it as it is, Ayin Nun Yud, as the Messiah is, as how it's written, which is to say that regarding the it's lechem of a poor man, not lechem of aninus, of grief. And therefore, aniksiv, it's written ani, it's not excluding things that have to be eaten. It's not excluding things that have to be eaten in the status of simcha, and therefore that would not exclude the lach mitayd and kikinaz, and that's why we need the pasuk b'shmatzes amatzes. Then the Gemara asks the second question. If that's the case, but typically, then if they're making the drasha of ani, they're not reading it ani with an aleph, rather as a poor man's bread, but this matzah itself is not poor man's bread. The havali matzah ashir, this is considered wealthy man's bread. And the reason being is because the lach mitayda and the rekik nazar are kneaded with oil. And oil, as we said, is considered matzah ashir. That itself should disqualify it as matzah on Pesach. So again, why do you need to shmartim as a matzah? And that the Gemara says, the Shmuel bar Yitzchak revi'isi. The amount of oil that's used in these two, lach mitayda and rekik nazar, is just a quarter of a lug. And that's because regarding the lach mitayda, it's split into half. Half is given to the 10 chalas and the 10 rekikin, and half is given to the revucha, which again, these are the different types of bread that are brought for the lach mitayda, as the Gemara Masechta Nachis in Perek Shtei Midas and Daf Peites Amud Aleph explains. So therefore, ultimately, you're only getting a revius. And regarding Naziris, where there is no revucha, you only have chalas and rekikin, there, they would only initially bring a revius. It wasn't even a chatzi, it was initially brought a revius, as the Gemara there explains. And therefore, umischalekesi lekamachalas, and then, so all you're starting off with is a revius of a leg of oil, which is not that much, and then it's split into many different chalas. And therefore, you're splitting for 20 large chalas, which are made out of 6 2/3 of isarin, which that's the shear, as the Gemara there explains, which is a lot of bread, and you have to apportion a revius of a lug amongst all those breads, so therefore that is not lechem ashir, that's not wealthy bread, you're not getting that much on each bread, and therefore it would still qualify as lechem ayni because of the oil that's in there, and that's why again we have to disqualify it from a shmatim es amatzis. Then the Gemara asks a third question on both opinions. But just say the reason why you can't use the lach mitayda and rekikin nazar for the matzah on Pesach is because, as we had mentioned, matzah has to be b'chol meishrei seichem, something that's capable of being consumed in all your settlements. Now, regarding these lach mitayda and rekikin nazar, which are kachem kalim, they're only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And that's because the mechitzes, the boundaries of kachem kalim, are within the wall of Yerushalayim. As the pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis says, the chaltel lefnei Hashem, you have to eat in front of Hashem, and b'chol nederech asher tidar. And if it goes out of the boundaries, they become posel. As the pasuk in Shema Yisrael Beis says, ubaster basad de treifa, that the Gemara learns that any meat that goes out of its boundaries, which is like in the sada, becomes aser. So therefore, this is something that not b'chol meishrei seichem. You can't eat kachem kalim, which is rukiki nazar, and lach mitayda anywhere out of Yerushalayim. So why would it be b'chol meishrei seichem? That itself should disqualify it. Again, why do we need shmartim es hamatzis to disqualify them? That in Rish Lakish, zaysim mer. So from this you could conclude that from the fact that they had to learn it off from shmartim es hamatzis, and they did not disqualify it from b'chol meishrei seichem, that chalas tayda, rukiki nazar, nechalim b'noiv v'givin, that they were able to be eaten in Noiv given. And that is, as Rashi explains, that this is obviously not like two other Tanoic opinions that we know like. There's Reb Shimon's opinion that he says in the first parak of Masechtas Megillah that they did not sacrifice in Noiv given, which was a Bama Gedayla, only Karban Pesach and different Karbanis that were obligatory that had a set time. But obligatory karbanis that did not have a set time, which includes lachmei taida and the rikikin naziris, would not be sacrificed at all in Noivik given. And it's also not like the man the Omar in the last parak of Masechet Zvachim that says kan v'kan. In other words, here regarding a bama gedoyla neve given, and by a small bama which was made, everyone was able to make their own small little bama on their own roofs that were not sacrificed for individuals, only oyla and shlam. And therefore, the conclusion basically is that regarding those karbanis which were brought in neve given, which includes our lachmei taida and rikikin nazir, again, not like the other opinions that are brought in other places in Chas, that they say those type of karbanos were not able to be brought in Noivik given, as we'll momentarily explain the historical context of where Noivik given was. So therefore, these lachmei taida and rikikin nazir, which were able to be brought over there, that's where they had to tell a raya from a shmartim es matzis and from matzis techelu to say that the shmira has to be l'shem matzah, and thereby excluding the lachmei taida rikikin nazir, because they would not be excluded from b'chol meshvei sechem, because these karbanis had, at least on some historical level, a heter b'chol meshvei sechem in all your settlements. And at that moment in history, most definitely, we had to go ahead and exclude them from being used as the matzah on Pesach because of Ushmartim es HaMatzis, because they would not be excluded from B'chol Meshvei Sechem, because they were able to be eaten in any place where they wanted to during the time period of when you're allowed to eat that carbon, as Rashi explains in greater detail. As the Mishnah in the last parak of Masechet Zvachim says, that when they came to Neve Given, Bamos, which is not the Mizbeach, that is, they had, which were these altars that were able to be permitted, and everyone was able to make their own little bama, their own little altar where they could bring their own kabanas. Kachik kachim, they were eaten within the curtains. Kachim kalim, again, which includes the lower level sanctity karbanas, which includes our lachmei taida and rikikin nazir, and maaser sheni, were eaten in all the cities of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, again, during those periods when bamas were permitted, which is when Neivik given was, then the lachmei taida rikikin nazir were able to be eaten b'chol meshvei sechem. And that's why we needed to exclude it from Shmartim es HaMatzis. Now, in the historical context, Rashi explains the whole chronological order of how this went with Mizbeach and Bamis. He says, up until the Mishkan was ever built, Bamis, which were small little altars that people made, were permitted. And the Avoida that was done with the Becheris, with the firstborns. When the Mishkan was first erected, the Avoida was transferred to the Kahanim, and then Bamis became Aser. Once they passed the Jordan River and they came into Eretz Yisrael, then they were in Gilgal for the 7 years that they were conquering the land and for the 7 years that they were portioning and splitting up the land. And at that time, Bamis were permitted. When they came later to Shiloh, and then after which was after they split up Eretz Yisrael and the Mishkan was settled over there, then Bamis became forbidden. And all these are learned out from Sukkim in the last parak of Masechet Zvachim. When Shiloh was destroyed in the days of Eli, which is when the Aron was captured in the Eretz of Palishtim by the Philistines, then they came to Noiv, and there was no Mishkan, rather there was just a house of stones, and there is where they made the Mizbech and Achashis, the Kabar Mizbech, but the Aron wasn't there yet. And that is because when the Palishtim had returned it, it was in Kiryat Yearim for 20 years until David HaMelech went and he came and they brought it to Tzion, and in Tzion it stood there until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, as it says in Malachim Aleph, Parakhas, that the Kahanim brought to Orin Bris Hashem. And the Mizbech HaNacheshes was in Noiv all the days of Shaul and Shmuel, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says. And then Noiv was destroyed for the purpose of that, because Shaul killed them out because they gave bread to David HaMelech. And then they came to Givon, and there is where the Mizbech HaNacheshes was brought until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, as it says in Divrei Yom. So therefore, again, this basically the idea is that they had to exclude the lachmei taida and rikikin nazir from the pasuk b'shmartim es hamatzis, because you didn't have a shmira just for that. Rather, you had it for also for the carbon, and that is because, as we said, because had we been coming from the halachas of karbanis, which are generally not allowed to go past the walls of Yerushalayim if they're kachem kalim, there would not be the case, at least according to this manda amma, who's not going like other manda amrim, who said in Noivik given, this manda amma says, was able to be brought even chayvis that didn't have a set time, which includes lachmei taida and rikikin nazir, since at that time you were able to bring it and it was mut b'chol meshvei sechem, that's why we had to exclude it from mishmartim es hamatzis. So now the Gemara continues again with the topic of our Mishnah. Tanya, we're learning the Amr b'loy. Sha'alti yis Rebbeleza, asked Rebbeleza the following question. Mahu shiyetzi adam, what's the halach if someone can fulfill his chiv of matzah on Pesach, b'chalas taida rikikin nazir, with the breads of the taida carbon and with the wafers of the nazir? So Amali said to me, Leishamat, I didn't hear that halacha. Basi v'shalat, lefnei Rabbi Shua, so I came and asked Rabbi Shua, Amalei, so he told me, Hari Amri, this is what they said, which is quoted in our Mishnah. Chalas toidu rekigin nazir sha'asan la'asmi. So it depends. If he made it for himself, that is for his own chalas toidu rekigin nazir, in odim yoytze behen, then a person cannot fulfill his chiyev with those matzahs. Limker b'shuk yetzman, if he made them to sell in the market so people could buy to use for the lachmi toidu rekigin nazir, then if he didn't sell it, he can use them to fulfill his own chiyev of matzah on Pesach. So Kashabasi Vertisi Divam Lefnei Rebbe Elazar, when I came to Rebbe Elazar, who to go ahead and Rebbe Eliezer and tell him that I heard the halacha that it is actually gonna depend if you made it for yourself or for someone else. So Amali said to me, Bris, which is a phrase of like an oath, Hein Hein Hadvarm Shunemru Loy LaMoshe B'Sinai. These are the words that were said to Moshe on Har Sinai. It's true, this is the Messiah, and therefore that's the halacha. Ikadam, that those say a different version, which was in the term of wonderment. Bris? Like an oath? Hein hein advarm shenemaloi l'moshe b'sinai. These are the words that were said to Moshe and Sinai, these exact words. V'loi time abay, it doesn't need a reason given to it, like halacha Moshe b'sinai, where we say, oh, that's the halacha that was given to Moshe b'sinai, even though we don't understand. Here also, what does it mean? It's halacha Moshe b'sinai. What does that mean? How can we understand? What's the difference between if you made it for yourself or you made it for others? So the Gemara asks, so what actually is the reason? Why, when they use it to sell in the marketplace for the purposes of the carbon taida, that he is allowed to use it for himself for Pesach, for the matzahs, if he didn't sell it? But didn't we just go through a whole Gemara that demonstrated that since it wasn't made for the purpose of the matzahs of Pesach, rather for the matzahs of the carbon, that then it's going to be usher. So what does it help? And if you're making for someone else, why is that any different than when you make it for yourself? That we said it's not going to be good because you didn't do it. Shmarta mesa matzahs. On that, Rabbi says the difference is, because you're right, when you make it for yourself, then it's going to be puzzle again because it wasn't a shmarta mesa matzahs. But kol ashuk, anything that a person makes for the market to sell, imluchei mimlech, he might change his mind. And that is, Amar, he says, imizdav. If it gets sold, fine. If it doesn't get sold, then I'm not going to let the merchandise go to waste. Then I'm going to use it for myself, for my chiyuv of matzah. And therefore, he's always keeping in mind the shmira l'shei matzah mitzvah. And therefore, again, that is the difference that our Mishnah is saying between if he makes it for himself or for others. If he makes it for himself, then it was made for his own. What do I mean if it doesn't get sold? He's using it for his own lachmei taida. And therefore, he's only protecting for that purpose. Therefore, it's going to be invalid. It wasn't l'shei matzah mitzvah. Whereas if he makes it for others, he doesn't know if people are going to buy. And therefore, he keeps in mind, essentially, safeguarding it for the same matzah mitzvah. And that's why it will be valid for his chiyuv of matzah on Pesach.